Get your Bibles this morning and open to Genesis chapter 1. Have you ever had a question for God that you couldn't find an immediate available answer for? Have you ever had a question that you wanted to take to God, but you were resistant to take it to Him because you didn't think He would answer that prayer? Have you ever wished you could sit down with God and ask Him some real hard questions that you need an answer for? Well, the good news is that while we are not going to be able to have a question and answer session with God, we have something just as good, which is answers directly from the Bible. God answers every question we could ever have from the Bible. It doesn't matter what question you have, there's an answer for it in the Bible somewhere. You just have to search it out. Now, I'm not claiming that every question we have is answered in the Bible, such as, where did the woman come when Adam and Eve had the two sons? Where did the woman come for them to have kids? That's something I have never figured out. I have never figured that out. So there's a lot of questions that we do not have answers for in the Bible. But a lot of the most important questions we have, if we'll take time to look for them, we can find an answer in the Bible. In our series this month, Curious Christians, we're going to examine some tough questions, and we're going to look for the answers in the Bible. Today we're going to talk about, what did God create me? Why did God create me? What was the purpose God created me for? Why did God take all the trouble to get that mud and that dirt out of the ground and form man? He was self-sufficient. He did not need anybody to sustain him. He did not need anybody to help him. He did not need anybody to satisfy his needs. But he chose to create man. In Genesis chapter 1, when we go back to the beginning of time, we see that God created man and woman with a distinct purpose. In Genesis chapter 1, if you'll stand with me, we'll read verses 26 through 28. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the message you've given me this morning. We pray, God, that you would help us to deliver it in a way that people will learn from it and grow from your word this morning. We pray, Father, that you would answer this question, why did God create me and you in this life? For it's in Jesus' name I ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
Well, now, we were not only created in the image of God, but we were also created to serve God. The secret to living a fulfilled and satisfied life is found when we discover the purpose for which God created you and I. God created us for a purpose. Don't ever think you don't have a purpose in life. God has given every one of us a purpose to fulfill in this life. Yours might be to preach. Yours might be to sing. Yours might be to work. Yours might be to serve. Yours might be to clean bathrooms. But God has a purpose for every one of us. We all have a purpose in this life. And the secret, as I said, to living a fulfilled life is to find your purpose. What is your purpose today? Why were you created? Well, when we begin to understand that we are God's masterpiece, specifically created to do good works, we are the starting block of a life of fulfilling God's purpose for our life. Paul said, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." So, our first purpose in life is to serve God, to walk hand in hand with him in this life, to do good works, to do good works to the world, to do good works to the needy, to do good works to our friends, our family. That is our main purpose, is to do good works. Now, we were created to live life to the fullest. All of us will live our lives on these three levels. Now, I'm going to mention three levels here, and I want you to decide which level you're on. Number one, the survival level. These people barely eke out life. They don't really live, they just exist. They put in their time and hope for the weekend. If I were to ask you, what's your number one goal in life, and you were to say, right now my number one goal is to escape to Hawaii, lay on the beach, and soak up rays, you're just in survival mode. You're just looking for the next big thrill. You're just looking for the next thing that will satisfy the flesh and satisfy that immediate need in your life. You're in survival mode. And you may need that right now, but that's not really what you want to do the rest of your life. The next level is a bit higher level. That is the success level. The survival level and then the success level. Many of us are in the success level. That's where most people in America are today. By the world's standards, you've made it. You've had a comfortable lifestyle. You have possessions, you have position, you have pleasure. Life is pretty good. You've got problems, yes. But millions of people around the world would love to have your problems. You've hit the success level. But in our success-driven culture, more and more people who are supposedly successful are asking the question, if I am really so successful, why don't I feel more fulfilled? Why don't I feel more fulfilled if I've got everything I want? If I'm successful, if I've got all the money I need, if I've got all the possessions I need, if I feel like I'm a success, why do I still feel so empty? Why do I feel so empty? Why can I get any satisfaction out of life? Titles like ambitious man, their drives, their dreams, their delusions, the price of success, is it worth it? Quiet desperation, the truth about successful men, beyond success, coping with the fast track blues, the search for meaning. What are all these books saying? They're saying the same thing, that ultimately success by itself does not satisfy. You must go beyond success to the third part of living, the most successful level. That is the significance level. Now, many people stop at the success level and think they've got it made. Think they've reached the purpose that God has for them. They reach that success level. They don't feel they need to go any further. They feel they have reached everything they need to reach because I'm successful. I've reached my ultimate goal in success in life. That's what they teach in school today. Do whatever you can to reach your successful lifestyle. Do whatever you can to reach that successful life. That successful life, however, will not bring any significance to your life. That third level, the significance level, what you and I really need is not success, but significance in our daily lives. To feel like life matters, I count. I'm not just taking up space and using up resources, but there's a meaning in my life. There's a driving purpose behind my life. That is the life of significance. When I feel that there's a real purpose in my life. God created us for a purpose. And when we reach that significance level, we realize that we are fulfilling our purpose and our plan for God. My purpose is the pastor. God has called me to be a servant of His. God has called me to be a pastor. And God has called me to shepherd His flock. God has called me to take care of His people and preach His word and equip them for the work of the ministry. God has given me the talent and the ability to do the purpose He has called me for. And He'll do the same for you. If God gives you a purpose, He will not give you a purpose and just let you out there and turn you loose and let you do what you want to do. When you find your purpose in life, you realize that God created you for a purpose. Now, we were created to enjoy God's blessings and God's benefits. That's the second thing I want to talk about. We were created to enjoy the things that God has for us. What does God have for us that we can enjoy? Now, number one, if we are a Christian and we serve God and we truly are a servant of God, it will reduce my frustrations. God will give you the ability to deal with your frustration. God will give you the ability to deal with anxiety. God will give you the ability to deal with problems. Living life as God created us reduces frustration because once you really decide your direction, it's much easier to make a decision in life. You know why people tend to be less patient, more uptight, more prone to outbursts many times in their life? Because we live in a world that overwhelms us with all kinds of problems, all kinds of multiple choices. We go to the store, we have 1,000 different kinds of cereals to choose from. We go in the ice cream section, we have 1,000 different flavors. The world is full of multiple choices. So, what do you think that God has a plan for your life? Well, we live in a world of incredible options that makes decisions making so much more difficult and frustrating. You know, it's no longer a matter between this or that. It's a matter of 50 different choices. You get 200 channels on cable TV and still find nothing worth watching. In a grocery store, there are 150 different kinds of cereals to buy. Every week, 200 new grocery items are introduced into the market. Every year, over 200 new magazines are introduced to the market. And we get frustrated by the inclusion and the exhaustion the world causes by so many choices that we have to make. We get very frustrated. But when you're a Christian, you don't have to be frustrated. Because the Bible says that God gives us a peace that passes all understanding. God gives us His Spirit to help us live our life, and we don't have to be frustrated. He works down in our heart, and He constantly is working in our life and giving us this Spirit that helps us to not be frustrated and help us not be anxious and help us not be fulfilled except in Him. Now, you remember what great theologian Alice in Wonderland said? If you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. If you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. You've got to have a plan. You've got to have a purpose. You've got to have a direction. You've got to know where you're going. You've got to know exactly what you're doing in life. The Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The longer I'm a Christian, the more I realize how important it is for me to have focus in my life. Not sure you're going to have detours and bumps in the road and roadblocks. But once you decide your direction, you can get there a whole lot quicker when you know where you're going. It reduces the frustration level in your life because every time you make a decision, you ask this question: will this decision help me fulfill God's purpose for my life? Will this decision I'm making glorify God? Will this decision I'm making bring glory to Him? That is our purpose in life. Our purpose in life is to bring glory to God in everything we do. Amen. Our purpose in life is to try to reach out to the world, try to share Jesus with everybody, try to do what He has called us to do. Listen, my friend, we need to understand that God wants us to not be double-minded. He wants us to be focused in life and fulfill the purpose He has given us in life. The second benefit we enjoy from God being one of His children, it will reduce and increase my motivation. Once I know what I'm here for, I have a reason to live. And you will be amazed at the amount of energy that you have once you discover the answer to why did God create me. You have a new step, a new bounce, because you're motivated to fulfill what God made you for. The Bible says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." So God is working daily in our lives to give us a purpose, to give us a plan. The Bible says that God has a plan for every one of us, and He will fulfill that purpose until the day of Jesus Christ. Listen, we all have a purpose in life. We need to find that purpose. He says, "I want to give you a future and a hope for the future." God Himself says, "I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end." So you can trust that whatever you're doing in life, God is working in your life. God is helping you to fulfill your purpose. God is helping you to plan out your life and to fulfill whatever He has for you in your life. Paul says this, "Now to Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Think about that. Think about what Paul said. "Now to Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So when you're out there, and when you're serving God, and when you're doing what He has planned for you, when you find your purpose in life, now I can't tell you what your purpose is, because I don't know your life. I don't know you intimately, so I can't tell you what your purpose in life. You have to find your own purpose in life. Ask God to reveal to you what your purpose is, and He will do it. And He will equip you for that purpose. Doesn't matter what it is. It may be to work in a factory. It may be to be the best you can be in school. It may be to be the best grandfather you could be, or the best parent you could be. Whatever purpose God has given you, do it to the best of your ability and do it to bring glory to God. This is, my friend, is what God intends of. And remember that He is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So you will never fail. Think about that. You will never fail. Now, I'm a pretty big dreamer, but God says, you think of the biggest dream I could have for my life, and I'll top that. Let me blow your mind. I can do far more than you can do. I can do far more than you can imagine. I can do far beyond what you think is possible in your life if you will trust me and live with humility and integrity and walk before me in the way I want you to live. This is motivational. And this is what God wants for our life. The third benefit we enjoy is it will allow me to have more concentration. The fact is, you don't have time for everything in life. We may want to do everything in life, but we don't have time to do everything. We have to have focus in what we're going to do. It would be nice if we had 10 hands. And we could do everything at one time. But God only gave us 2 hands. So that we could do something simple. Something productive. God gave us 1 mind to focus on 1 thing. That's what we need to focus on. We need to be focused on the purpose God has given us. And that we need to be focused on what He is telling us to do. Now, my friend, I want you to understand something very important. I want you to understand that God has a purpose and a plan for all of us. Listen, my friend. This is something we need to understand. The fourth benefit we have and we can enjoy by being God's children, it will attract cooperation. The amazing thing is that when we figure out where we're going to go in life, other people want to follow us and want to go along with us. So, few people really know what to do with their lives. When they see someone who does know what they're doing for life, they'll want to follow along with them. They'll want to follow along and do what they're doing. They'll want to follow along and follow their footsteps. This, my friend, is what God wants. God has many resources to help you that you're probably not even aware of. They're multiplied by thousands of persons with all sorts of talents, concerns, skills, and contacts that God can bring into your life in order to fulfill His plan. Open your eyes. See the faces of people around you. Open your ears to hear what they're saying. Today, tomorrow, next week, you'll meet someone who is just the right person you need to come alongside of and fulfill the right place at just the right time, and you will marvel knowing God arranged it beautifully. If your goals are good and they are pleasing to God, you will be respected. The greatest way you can help other people is to be what God made you to be. Do what God made you to do. You don't help anyone by being somebody you're not, living up to someone else's expectation, or living for someone else's approval. But when you decide to be what God made you to be, and you serve God's purpose in your generation, God will honor that, and He will bless that. When you find your purpose in life and do what God has called you to do, do the best you can do, do the most you can do with what God has given you. Listen, God has given all of us talents. You may have a special talent. God gives talent to singers. God gives talent to preachers. God gives talent to Sunday school teachers. God gives talents to deacons to be a comfort to people. God gives all kind of talents to people. When you find that talent you've got and you apply to that purpose God has given you, you will be all that God can be. The fifth benefit you can enjoy is that, well, I will prepare me for God's evaluation. We're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Think about that. We're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We're all going to give an account for the works we've done in this life. We're all going to give account for how we've served Him, how we've fulfilled the purpose God has given us. Listen, God will judge every one of us. And you will be amazed when you follow God that He will help you fulfill that plan and help you fulfill that purpose in your life. Now, the third benefit we can enjoy, as I said, it will allow more concentration. The fact is, we don't have time to do everything in life, but the good news is this: God doesn't expect you to do everything in life. There's only a few things worth doing in the first place, and that's why selection is the name of the game for effectiveness. Concentrate your energy on what God wants you to do, not what everybody else in the world wants you to do. Because when you know your purpose in life, when you discover what God created you to do, your purpose will be defined. God will help you do that. God will help you find that purpose. Paul said, "Brethren, I count myself not to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ." Paul was a man that was constantly seeking to do all God had planned for him to do. Once God called Paul on the Damascus Road, he set his life on doing nothing but the will of God. He set his sights on fulfilling the purpose and the plan God had given him. What was his plan? What was his purpose? It was to preach the Word of God to the people of Israel, to preach to the Gentiles, to preach to everybody, to bring thousands of people into the kingdom of God. That was Paul's purpose. Now, your purpose may not be that of Paul's. Your purpose may not be a preacher or an evangelist, but you still have a purpose. God created you for a purpose. God created all of us for a purpose. God has invested certain gifts, talents, and abilities in you. He's given them to you to use. He doesn't expect you to use them just to make money here on earth. God expects a return on His investment. I believe there's two questions that we all need to be able to answer before God in this regard. Number one, what did you do with my son, Jesus Christ? That is the first question. What did you do with my son, Jesus Christ? What did you do with the gifts I've given you? What did you do with the talents I've given you? Secondly, what did you do with your life? What did you do with the Son, Jesus Christ, and what did you do with your life? Has your life had great meaning? Has your life had great purpose? Did you do and fulfill the purpose God has given you? Now, many people come to church and they sit on a pew and they never do anything. They go home, they throw their Bible on a table, they never pick it up, they never read it, they don't pick it up till the next Sunday, and they don't do anything for God during the week. That, my friend, is the kind of Christian that's not living a fulfilled life. In order to live a fulfilled life, we all need to find our purpose and fulfill that purpose, because God has equipped you to use your talents, to use your gifts, to use your ability. God wants us all to use them. In conclusion, my goal in teaching this sermon is that ultimately you will end up with a life plan. Not just so that you will feel significant here on earth, but also because when one day you stand before Almighty God, He says unto you, "What did you do with your life?" And you'll have the right answer. You'll say, "God, I served you to the best of my ability. I served you the best I could with the gifts and the talents you gave me. I took the purpose you put in my life, and I did the best I could at it." Listen, all of us don't have the same purpose, but we all have to answer to God on how we use the talents that He has given us. You didn't waste it, you invested it. You made it count, you found out what you were created for. And God will say to you, and this, my friend, is how we're going to close this message. And I want you to think about this. When you get to heaven and you've done all that you can do for the kingdom of God and you've fulfilled that purpose in life God has given you, you found that purpose, you sought out God, and God, give me the strength to do what you've called me to do. Give me the ability to do what you've called me to do. Give me the power, the wisdom, the strength to do the plan and the purpose for my life. God will say to you, "Well done, my child. Enter into the kingdom. Your reward is waiting for you." Listen, my friend. God wants all of us to be and to fulfill the purpose He has given us in this life. God wants all of us to know why we were created. We were created for a purpose, and that purpose is to serve God, is to do the best we can do with the talents, with the gifts, with the purpose He's placed in our life, and fulfill that purpose to the best of our God-given ability. That's why we were created. We were created to serve Him. Let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this day. We thank You, Lord, for the opportunity we have to come bring Your Word this morning. We pray, Father, that it has been presented in a way that everyone might understand it, grow in their faith, and find that purpose that You have created them for. Lord, we thank You for Your Son. We thank You for Him dying on the cross. We thank You, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to serve You in this life. We ask You, Lord, that You'll bless this invitation, that Your Spirit will move, and that You will help everyone find their purpose in life. For it's in Christ's name we ask it all. Amen.